Lessons learned. After the crisis is over, take a moment to look at why it happened and how to prevent it in the future. In the example we used, our quarter one status report was not completed on time. In fact, it sounds like we forgot to start it altogether. The planning and prioritizing tools that we are discussing in this workshop should help prevent those kinds of emergencies. However, you will likely find that you are always adjusting and perfecting your approach, so it is important to learn from the times when those tools don't work. You can even be prepared for disasters that can't be predicted, such as illness, fire, or theft. In the case of illness, for example, you could prepare a short contingency plan indicating who will be responsible for your correspondence, projects, and general responsibilities in case you are ill for an extended period. Make sure you share these plans with the appropriate people so that they can be prepared as well.